Hey folks, and welcome back into the pod. Well, it's a Thursday, and I'm headed out to do some errands before I go into my studio. And just my heart is breaking for so many reasons. And I know that some of my clients were talking last night that the world is just insane right now, and there are so many bad things happening. And that's true. But I listen to a lot of historical podcasts and read a lot. And while I don't think it should be a comparison, it's not like, you know, oh, what I have is worse than you or whatever. Our country has been through a lot over our history thus far. And in the 60s, I know just from my husband and from history, because he's a bit older than me, that there were protests, huge, massive protests about many, many things every single day for practically years. And so I think definitely what we're going through is horrible and not easy and shouldn't be happening and all of those things. But I just want for our own mental health, all of us, to keep it in perspective. Again, it's not an either or, that was worse than this, that this is worse than that. None of that. It's not black and white. It's not whataboutism. It's not any of that. It's simply to say for our protection, our mental health and our physical health, because they are connected, of course, that we realize that during times of change, things break open and we move forward and we get better. And while it might be very, very difficult, near impossible, to see how that's going to be right now, I think a lot of people's eyes are being opened in that there's a lot of inequity in the world, and that we have to, as people all around the world, we have to remember that good people outnumber the bad people. And yes, there are bad people in this world. And sometimes those bad people are in your own family. I happen to know that, unfortunately. Thankfully, my brother and I had a dad who was amazing and wonderful and the best. We lost him too young. As they say, only the good die young, right? I don't know if I 100% believe that, but in my dad's situation, it's definitely true. We had bad people that we were, quote, stuck with. And unfortunately, they were highly manipulative and horrible people, and there is no other way to say that. But I've learned, where I wasn't safe in my own house for a long time, that there are more good people out here in the world than there are bad. There's a lot of challenge and horrible stuff happening. We just found out last night that in a neighboring state in Lewiston, Maine, there was a mass shooting, and they have caught the perpetrator on camera. He is a U.S. Army veteran. He is a member of the Army Reserves. He is a firearms expert, unfortunately, and he is struggling with mental illness. And, you know, some people that listen to this are going to say, oh, well, see, it's mental illness. It's not the guns. No, it's the guns. Okay, listen. If someone does not have access to cocaine, they're not going to take it. If someone doesn't have access to a knife, okay, in anger, they're not going to stab somebody. If you don't have access to a gun, you're not going to kill people or yourself. But here's the deal. There are laws in place in most states where if someone does have a mental health placement, that the guns in their home are removed. And then once they are stabilized to the standards of the local police department, they can be returned. I don't know what the laws are in Maine, but clearly this gentleman, even though he was in a mental health placement, an inpatient program for 2 weeks, he still had access to his firearms. I don't know if he's married. I don't know if he has kids. He's 40 years old. He's young. He's clearly struggling. He's clearly struggling. And for that, for him, I am sorry. But Mental health is a problem in every country on this planet. And there is no other country on this planet that has this problem. Because there is no country on this planet that allows the level of access to war weapons and firearms of war than the United States. And that is shameful and awful. And that's why people are dying every single day. And if you don't recognize that, there is something wrong with you. You are in denial of the facts. Okay? Here's the deal. I grew up with guns in my house from when I was little. My dad worked for the government. My uncle was a cop for 40 years. My stepfather was a hunter. He was also a sadistic asshole pedophile, but that's, you know, beside the point at this point. We always had guns in our house, and we were taught how to respectfully treat them. Okay? People, you do not have to be a gun hater. I am not one. To understand that this is a problem. I am driving from my home to a neighboring town to go do a couple errands, and I have already seen 3 town police officers in 2 different towns kind of out, parked, where I don't normally see them. This should not be happening. You understand that when a citizen has an AK-47 or similar automatic weapon, that not only puts citizens at risk, but if you're walking around like some fucktard saying you back the blue, I back the blue, then you should back sensible gun laws. Because having a crazy, mentally ill person with serious firearms experience roaming around New England, uncaught, by the way, okay, that puts our police at risk. It puts our EMTs at risk. It puts our firemen and women at risk. Because they're the ones that go into situations like this. So if you back the blue and you don't back common sense gun laws, just shut the fuck up. Seriously, shut up. You don't need to be talking. You do not need to be speaking. Okay? You do not need to be speaking. Shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay? And you have no business opening your goddamn mouth. Let me say that right now, okay? Secondarily, now there is a police officer behind me, so I'm running with what I think is the speed limit through here. I've gotten a ticket here before. In any case, stop talking. If you back the blue, then you'll back sensible gun laws that protect our police officers. If this gentleman has to pull me over, which hopefully he doesn't, does he know what he's getting when he gets out of his car? No. He's probably running my license plate right now. All good. He can run it all day long and twice on Sunday. I'm cool with it. Okay? But he still doesn't know what he's getting. And so if we have weapons of war on our streets, because you're screaming about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, first of all, was written when we were using guns that it took 10 minutes to load it with a cannonball and gunpowder. Like you see in our local 4th of July parade, okay? The guys have to stop, they have to put the cannonball in, they have to load it with the gunpowder, and then they can aim it, shoot it. It shoots one mini cannonball, one. Okay? Not the ability to shoot 100 people in 2 minutes. Okay? So get it together, all right? Get yourself together, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? Okay? Then we have over in the Middle East, we have Hamas and Israel. Let's be clear. Hamas is a terrorist organization. If you're from the United States, I know I have some listeners from out of the country, so, you know, I'm sure you think we're nuts, and I don't blame you at times. I have friends in Europe. I lived in Europe. Yeah. We're nuts. But to my U.S. citizen listeners, Hamas is on the same par as Al-Qaeda. When those terrorists flew into the buildings in New York City, causing, there's another cop, causing the deaths of thousands of innocent Americans who were just at work or going to work, we did not handle it well when it came to differentiating between Al-Qaeda and the Muslim faith. So let's be clear. The Muslim faith is a peaceful faith, just like the Jewish faith, the Christian faith, the Buddhist faith, and on, okay? There is no religion that preaches violence and murder, okay? Palestinians, Muslims, are not terrorists. This is a violent sect of the Muslim faith, just like there are crazy sects of Christianity, Judaism. All religions have an extreme sect that preaches things that are not consistent with that religion at all. There are extremists in every group. White people, black people, brown people, it doesn't matter. We all know this, but we forget this when something like this happens and we lump everyone together, and we should not do that. We should be stepping back and saying, wait a minute. These are extremists who want all Jews dead. And by the way, let me just say this to all the college students and people who are shooting their mouths off, parroting what Hamas says. Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. That is a terrorist chant. That is not about the innocent Palestinian people who are good and innocent folks. Okay? That has nothing to do with them. Stop parroting it. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay? You don't. Hamas and other terror organizations in the Middle East want all non-extremist Muslims. Let me say that again. They want all non-extremist Muslims killed. They say that we are infidels. That means Jews, Christians, other Muslims, and etc. Anybody who does not align with their extremist views. Okay? So if you are one of those people, please educate yourself, because you are not educated. You are parroting something that actually would get you killed. Unless the person listening to this is an extremist terrorist that wants to murder everyone who does not completely align with your values. Then I guess you can chant it, because that's you. Okay? Let me say it again. If you are parroting that bullshit, you are actually parroting terrorist rhetoric that wants to get you killed as well. Christians, you're not safe. Jews, we're not safe. Buddhists, Muslims of good faith, none of us are safe with these people, because they want to kill anyone who does not align with their values. They murdered other Arab Muslims that they found in Israel. Yeah, they did. Because they don't care if you're a Muslim If you're a peace-loving Muslim, like 99.99% of Muslim faith brothers and sisters are, they're going to kill you too. Christians, you think you're safe? You think you're helping, quote, freedom fighters? No. If they met you on the street, they'd kill you too. So what are you doing? Here's what I know. These people are extremists. I'm going to say it again. They do not see other. They do not see other humans as human beings. They see them as, do you align with our views? No. Boom, I'm going to kill you. I want you dead. Oh, okay then. That is not someone that you should be parroting their views at all. And on top of that, you shouldn't be supporting that. We should be supporting Palestinians in their quest to have their own homeland because they are entitled to that. And here's a newsflash to all of you college students who are trying to violently intimidate your Jewish classmates. They probably all believe the same thing I just said, which is Muslims are Palestinian Muslims, Palestinians, everyone is allowed to have a homeland. Most American Jews believe in a two-state solution, just so you know, and to live in peace. Dumbass. So you chanting this bullshit, I don't know what even you're doing. You're so uninformed and ignorant, it makes me want to throw up. So stop being that, please. Okay? Stop. People are being killed. War doesn't solve anything. But we cannot allow terrorists to run roughshod over the world. And on top of that, let me just say, if you read some history about Hamas, you will see that the countries that they have gone into and that they have been allowed to come into as refugees, and that would be Palestinian refugees, unfortunately, who have been infiltrated. Let me say that again. Good Palestinian people who have been infiltrated by Hamas and welcomed into surrounding countries like Jordan and Egypt. Aren't you wondering why they won't take in their Arab brothers and sisters? Well, it's because they have in the past. And when they have, Hamas has tried to murder their leaders, take over the country, and in some cases they have for a number of years. And then they had to be put out. Nobody wants to put out good and loving Palestinian Muslims. No one does. No one. But these countries apparently have tried it, and it was violent and horrible for their country. I don't know what to tell you. They hide within the population, the innocent people. We need to look at each other and remember that we are all human beings. We all deserve happiness and safety, whether it be in Lewiston, Maine, or Gaza City, or Israel, or any place else. And we have to remember that the change in the world starts with us. One person, one day at a time. And we have to do it when you stop at a store, when you're in school, when you're with your family. Keeping yourself safe and protected and treating others with respect happens every single day in little ways, and little things add up to a lot. Many drops in a bucket fill a bucket. So when you go out there today, don't go out there with fear. Go out there with awareness. See something, say something. Okay? And make sure that you treat every person you encounter like a human. When we stop seeing each other as human beings, this is what happens in the world. And unfortunately, it's not new, but it certainly wasn't helped by recent political leaders who think they're the only ones who deserve any kindness, understanding, professionalism, consideration at all, because they're selfish, narcissistic assholes, and they're trying to teach everybody that you should be like that. You should not. Absolutely not. So when you go out into the world today, look for the good and be the good.